USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is accusing the news media of suppressing his numbers in several national and state polls. As he begins to officially kick off his 2020 re-election bid next week, he's now denouncing the polls that show him trailing top Democrats in key states that he won in 2016.
I think we're going to win. I saw a fake poll, a suppression poll in Pennsylvania. I even saw one in Texas. They're suppression. They're fake polls.
The president also tweeted he had to deal with suppression polls in 2016, but it's much worse this time. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is hoping to calm public anger. She said she's putting aside an unpopular bill that would make it easier to extradite suspects to mainland China. Opponents of the measure say that's not enough, and they want to pull the bill entirely. Activists say they'll continue to protest until the bill is gone. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Crew members of the Norwegian oil tanker that was attacked in the Gulf of Oman have landed in Dubai after being held for 2 days in Iran. A Japanese ship was also attacked. The Trump administration says it has evidence that Iran is to be blamed for the series of attacks. The UK is siding with the US, but other countries are not taking sides. Germany's foreign minister has cast doubt that it's Iran. France won't choose yet. And even in the United Emirates, they're waiting for more investigations before they point any fingers. Iran says to stop blaming them because they didn't do it. There's a big celebration in St. Louis, Missouri. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in the downtown area for a big festive parade to celebrate their hometown team, the Blues. The franchise won its first ever Stanley Cup. They beat the Boston Bruins 4-1 last Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is saying stay tuned for a big announcement coming soon. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's going to be a big surprise.
The president making the remark during a Friday afternoon Rose Garden event about health care, although he says what's coming is not related to health care.
Unrelated, but something that's going to have a profound effect on the things that we're talking about and have been talking about over the last 2.5 years. It's going to be something really incredible that'll take place over the next 2 weeks.
The Friday event was to announce the expansion of health care coverage for America's small businesses and workers through health reimbursement arrangements known as HRAs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York City police say a 29-year-old officer has died in the department's third suspected suicide in less than 2 weeks. Police say the officer shot himself in the head on Friday afternoon on a Staten Island street right near a precinct. Last week, two longtime officers died in suspected suicides within 24 hours of each other. Police say they also died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds. The New York City officer's suicides come amid a rising nationwide trend. More than 47,000 U.S. suicides were reported in 2017. Experts say it's the highest rate in at least 50 years. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.